Your voice matters. Yes, it does. Hello, Malcolm here with teaching tip number 400, my goodness. And this is part five of our current series for new and inexperienced speakers. And today we're talking about the significance of the one sentence summary. What's that all about? Well, this idea comes from my friend, my good old friend, Rob Payne. He wrote in and said this: keep working at the material until you can sum up the whole sermon in one succinct sentence and end with that sentence. Well said, Rob. Really important. What does it mean? Let's go on and talk about that. And we're going to talk about roses and boiling. Yes, roses and boiling. So first of all, why the one sentence summary is so helpful and important. Let me illustrate. So I have a watering can, and on that watering can, I have on the end of it what's called a rose, a watering can rose. So it's a circular thing you stick on the end of the nozzle of the watering can with lots of holes in it, so that when you water, say, a flower bed, you water a wider area. The water comes out and spreads. On the other hand, if I want to water one particular plant, I take that rose off, and I water directly through the nozzle, the spout, the end of the watering can, so that all the water goes on that one particular plant, perhaps in a plant pot. I just want that one pot to be watered. I don't want to spray the water everywhere. Not all the plants need it. Not all of that. Like if it was on a, say, a driveway, I'd be wasting water on the driveway. I want it to go into the pot. It's a little bit like that, metaphorically speaking, when we're talking about all the truth contained in a text. There's a lot of truth. But we don't need it to be spread everywhere. We need it to be focused onto the needs of that one particular congregation. This is not a perfect analogy, but it'll do for today. I think you get the idea that there's some truth in that passage that that particular congregation need from you on that occasion. What is that? You need to target it, and therefore you need a narrower stream of truth water going into that, to water that congregation, than you otherwise would need. You don't need to spray it everything at people. So this, you can adapt that analogy if you like, but it's more like the nozzle than the rose. In that way, you make sure that you're clear in what you're trying to communicate to that group, which has particular needs, right? It's kind of like a compass that helps you also in your preparation of figuring out whether all the things you're adding to your lesson are going to fit with that. And a concise summary like that helps your congregation to easily grasp the main takeaway and makes it a lot more likely that they will remember the point and apply it, which is the point of good teaching and preaching. And by the way, consider the parables of Jesus. I mean, most of them only have one main point, and it's pretty obvious what they are. So that's the rose. Secondly, though, the boiling. What are we talking about in terms of boiling? Well, one of my favorite meals to cook, one of my favorite dishes, is a reduced stew. So you start with a lot of ingredients, like a can of chopped tomatoes and some haricot beans, some tomato paste, some onion, celery, garlic, miso paste, maybe herbs, spices, all that kind of stuff. And it's quite bulky with its volume of liquids. And then you boil it down and you boil it down, you evaporate the water off until it's almost like a paste. And then when you eat that, the flavors are concentrated. The piquancy is powerful. The textures, when you eat it, they're tangible. And if it weren't reduced, it would be like a watery, flavorless mush. And who wants to eat that? So finding your one sentence summary is boiling everything down to that one topic, that one issue out of that text. For example, one of my recent sermons was entitled Perfectly Safe, based on Psalm 91, 11 and 12, which talks about the angels guarding you in all your ways. Now, a one-sentence summary of that lesson could be, we are perfectly safe when we choose to trust God. We are perfectly safe when we choose to trust God. And how do I get there? Well, because I look at the passage and it says, he will guard you in all your ways. So if God is guarding us in all our ways, it must mean we're always safe. He's a perfect God. So therefore, his protection is going to be perfect. We are always perfectly safe. Are there, though, any preconditions to that safety. And that's where you go to the wider context of the psalm, and verses 1 and 2 talk about the fact that you who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. So therefore, the protection promised in verses 11 and 12 is predicated upon the decisions that have been made by the people in verses 1 and 2 to live there, to abide there with God. So the people who experience the perfect safety provided by God are those who have made a conscious decision to trust him. So that's one example. Now, how do you get to a summary sentence? Well, let me suggest 5 steps. You're looking at a text, you're trying to figure out what's that one summary sentence. You're doing some study, you're gaining some information and understanding about the passage. Well, firstly, meditate on the text and pray through it. Take it to God. Let him shape what your understanding is. That will help you to boil it down to that one sentence. Secondly, ask yourself, what is this passage telling you about God? Because a one sentence summary must say something about God. Secondly, what is this passage telling you about us and God, you and God and the congregation and God? Fourthly, in what ways does the wider context bear on your main text? Like, I had to look at verses 1 and 2 of the psalm to make sense of verses 11 and 12. Look at the wider context. How does that help you to summarize what this is about? And fifthly, write out your findings in that one sentence, maybe as if you were stating it to somebody else. Someone says, what's that about? You say, it's about this. And you've got that one sentence summary. Try that and see how that goes as you prepare your next lesson. When you have a summary like that, it makes the rest of your sermon preparation also a lot easier. I have in the show notes and on my website an image that illustrates how this can be the case, where all the other elements of the lesson, like the illustrations, the audio visuals, the applications, the conclusion, and so on, are shaped when you have that one sentence summary. It really makes a big difference. So, will you give that a go? At least try it if you haven't done it before when you prepare your next lesson. And maybe send me an example of a one-sentence summary you've come up with. Maybe a note on how you got there. Was it easy or was it hard? What did you learn in the process? I would love to know. By the way, do consider joining us for AIM UK and Ireland for faith-building teaching. The link is in the show notes. If you have any questions about the Bible, drop me an email. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my weekly newsletter at the website malcolmcox.org. And remember, at all times, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.